This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 22, Community of Bruised Reeds. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 12. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all who were ill. He warned them not to tell others about him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope. A church pastor shared what he had learned about the community he preached to every Sunday. He had learned that appearances can be deceiving. The smiling woman in the sixth row was terrified that the medical test she had last week would show that she had cancer. The father and son sitting expressionless behind her had argued on the way to church, and both were still fuming. The elderly widower, toward the back, worried that he would not have money for food that week. A woman singing heartily in the third row was no longer sure she believed the words she was singing. When I was younger, I thought the world had two kinds of people, normal ones and hurting ones, bruised reeds. Later, a counselor taught me that there are no normal people. Churches are communities of bruised reeds and smoldering wicks. Often there are folks in churches who pretend to have it all together. But no one's life is free of trouble and struggle. Yet Jesus, the servant, gives us hope. In this world you will have trouble, he says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Some of my favorite times in church have been celebrations of communion, when I have seen in people's eyes a longing for the day when Jesus will return and wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Lord, come quickly. Pray with me. Lord, we are bruised reeds, smoldering wicks. Thank you for tending us with your care and grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.